I'd picked up a book. It's called The Saffron Road. It's by Christine Toomey, and it looks at the lives of numerous Buddhist nuns and how they were treated by male Buddhist monks. Fascinating book. Every page is so interesting. It just shares many, many stories about different people's lives who have been on that spiritual journey. So I thought I'd write a song looking at this idea of the Saffron Road being everyone's journey. Some people are on a journey to success, some people are on a journey to spiritual enlightenment, some people are on a journey to help others, but all of us are on a particular road, even if we don't even know it. And the Saffron Road became symbolic, really, for those different journeys that we're all on. So the whole song talks about the journey I think I'm on, and the Saffron Road becomes well, just very symbolic of I guess, the different destinations I've experienced so far. So I took the demo to Richard Lane, who produced that track. It was the first song I took to him, and I just said that I wanted the listener to feel almost as the song opens, as if they're in Nepal or Tibet or one of those wonderfully magical spiritual places. So he found some incredible samples to use, which you hear right at the beginning of the song. And then these most beautiful sounds that he brought into that introduction. And that introduction was made probably in the first 10 minutes of meeting him, and didn't really change much. And I'm glad he didn't, because it just really caught the atmosphere that I was looking for. He's an absolute genius. So Richard Lane, who produced the song Saffron Road, in fact, he produced the whole record, the whole album. He plays everything on that track, apart from the sax solo. Richard worked with some amazing musicians, well, over many, many years, and one of those was Scott Gilman. Scott Gilman, who was a sax player for Foreigner, and obviously other bands as well over the years. So Richard called Scott up and said, would he play soprano sax on the Saffron Road track? So you hear Scott right at the beginning. There's an incredible solo halfway through the song, and then on the fade out at the end, just superb work. Really lifted the whole song. So very, very pleased that Rich got Scott Gilman on that track.